Hey, it's Phil Hewlett. The show starts in a moment, but first, Constant Contact. Do you know who they are? You better. If you're in business for yourself or you want to impress the boss, you need to be using Constant Contact for your email marketing. You don't need to be a marketing expert or a beanie-headed guy. Constant Contact does everything for you. If you're a small business, medium business, whatever it is, they'll make you look like an expert. They have all the tools that you need and services to take your marketing beyond the inbox while maintaining your professionalism and the look and feel of your organization with the autoresponders, event management, social media, mobile responsive technology, just to name a few. Constant Contact offers all the tools to engage and grow your email marketing list, capture your contacts, and do what you're supposed to do with them, even if you don't know how. The possibilities are endless. Get measurable results now. Try their email for free. Go to the sponsor page at philhewlettandfriends.com, click on the Constant Contact button, and get started. Constant Contact! You are listening to Phil Hewlett and Friends. I'm Phil Hewlett. I thank you for tuning in. This is the talk show where you get nothing but fun, informative, sometimes unexpected conversation about the stories you care about. You'll hear from the experts, authors, and others. And we hope to put a little smile on your face along the way. On today's show, what to say and what not to say when you're pulled over by the police. Attorney Peter Baskin will keep you out of jail. Manny the Movie Guy reviews Suicide Squad and Nine Lives. Travel guy Gary Warner makes the case for traveling to Brazil. See how he does. Before you buy a house and relocate to another country, you need to hear what journalist Nick Foster has to say. And we talk with a former TWA stewardess from back in the day when it was okay to call them stewardesses. Let's meet the friends. Only vaguely familiar with the term praying to the porcelain god, the man behind Gonzo.fm, Gonzo Greg Spillane.
Thanks, Phil. And what I've learned about the Olympics, the big event at the Olympics in Rio, apparently, is not going to be, it's going to be diarrhea, I think. It's going to be the Olympic event.
All right. Next up, she's punctual. If not well-rested, radio badass Kelly J.
Hey, Phil. Yep, guess what? The Rio Olympics, they almost didn't happen, and they haven't even started yet.
As we get episode 283 started, I want you to know you can only hear the full-length version of this episode, like right now, like while you're listening to it, on our website as well. It'll be there. But if you subscribe to the show, you know, the RSS feed, for you folks who know what that means, you'll have access to 6 bite-sized chunks of this episode. So subscribe on our homepage at philhewlettandfriends.com. Go to the How to Listen page as well. Or search for us in your favorite podcast app.
All right. We're happy.
Happy.
That you found us. Let's get things started with you, Gonzo. Oh, gosh. You're talking diarrhea.
That's, kicking off the show in
a nice way. How you lead off a show.
Good morning, everybody.
Yes.
Well, I mean, we've heard about this. They're worried about the swimmers, right, that are going to be in the water. I saw a fact. What was this? Yeah, the water in Rio, home to disease-causing bacteria at 1.7 million times the level of what we would consider hazardous at a beach in Southern California.
Ooh.
Yeah. And so, like, Zika is for lightweights. Don't even worry about Zika.
Just spray yourself and move on.
Yeah. Right. Move on and deal with adenoviruses, which cause gastroenteritis and just amazing amounts of diarrhea.
Yeah.
Australia's polo team actually contracted it before they even got there.
Oh, God.
Quarantined in the press section, not in the athletes' village, because they didn't want other athletes to get sick.
They wear those tiny little squirt-ready polo skivvies when they're playing the game, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The flu, it's peak flu season in Brazil.
Oh, great. Great. That's just adding to it.
Yeah, well, the athletes will feel all tired and, you know.
Mm-hmm. If you've had the flu, you know that also often causes diarrhea. Food poisoning. They say you should make sure your food is thoroughly cooked and remains steaming hot, because if it's not, well, you know what happens when you get food poisoning.
So if I eat at a Brazilian restaurant, I'll bring a bow drill and a bird's nest and start my own fire and have a pot or a kettle, and I will boil the food that they bring out to me.
There you go.
Before I eat it,
Whereas dengue fever is also an issue, another big mosquito-borne illness.
Dengue fever, that is scary sounding.
It is. Mm-hmm.
compared to Zika? Dengue.
Because it's got more letters and it just sounds more evil.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
There is something called Vibrio infections, which happens in warm coastal waters.
I haven't had my Vibrio checked in a while.
I haven't had the shots.
That's going to cause you to be on the toilet for a while as well. Oh. Astrovirus.
What?
Rotavirus.
What?
Norovirus. That's the one you get when you go on a cruise ship and everybody gets sick.
Oh, and the whole ship gets sick.
The whole ship is having diarrhea.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's funny when everybody's squirting, the boat goes faster.
No, but I'm tish.
So, I mean, there's just a brief list of what'll be happening in Rio.
Yes.
Gross.
Is shooting sparks one of those demonstration sports in the Olympics?
maybe this year.
Who can make the bigger pile?
Yeah. Oh, gosh. But Kelly, you said the Olympics almost didn't happen. What are you talking about?
Oh, my God. This is the absolute best. So, of course, obviously, Rio's got issues that haven't even – they've been starting before even the games can start because they haven't opened. I mean, the opening games are tonight. Well, this is the best thing here, that one of the Rio officials actually happened to lose the keys to the Olympic Stadium.
Oh, man.
They ended up having to use bolt cutters to just hack into the place to get access to the venue. So basically, apparently there's not locksmiths. I don't know if there's enough locksmiths or not, but yeah. So basically, they almost didn't have the opening games tonight because they couldn't get in.
Tonight's the opening ceremony.
Tonight's the opening ceremony. Oh. Yeah,
they've had some pretty bizarre ones.
They've had some pretty bizarre ones. Well, here we go. I got a few of them. In Lillehammer in 1994, this is actually pretty impressive. The Winter Games began with Norwegian ski jumper Stein Gruben. He ski jumped where they go down that huge hill and with the Olympic torch. Tell me that couldn't have gone south quickly.
Yeah, he could have impaled himself.
He could have, or even just on the low end, it could have went out. Or it could have caught him on fire because he had it behind him, so the flame was like going up his arm. That was crazy.
Did you see the year that the flame went out and they relit it with a Bic lighter and it caused a big
snake? No, what year was that? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Oh, my gosh. Well, here's one. In Beijing in 2008, they had this cute little girl that was singing the anthem.
Mm-hmm.
Well, she ended up that she was, it came out that she was actually lip syncing. Because the girl who actually sang wasn't cute enough to be on TV. Supposedly, she had bad teeth, and they didn't want her to be on TV. How crappy is that one? Well, then you have the...
pragmatic over there.
I appreciate the honesty. Yeah.
Yeah, right? Yeah, well, look at the Brits. I'm sorry. Those teeth are horrifying. Anyway, in 14, the Sochi Winter Olympics. You guys will remember this. So remember when they tried to light up the Olympic rings, and the top right one didn't light up?
Oh, yeah.
So they had, like, the snowflake sitting in there. It's like, oh, that's the Olympics. Those rings and it didn't work.
Yeah.
This one's the best one though, or maybe the horrible. They didn't have Twitter at the time. This is in Seoul in 1988 in the South Korean games.
Yeah.
But they had they released these pigeons and a lot of them landed on the Olympic ring. So when they torched it.
Oh no.
They had fried pigeons. So, you know, it would have like hashtag pigeon fail would have been like trending.
Oh.
So to me, that's the worst. So at least hopefully Rio stars now that they've hacked their way into the stadium.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And the social media thing, Greg, is everything is connected to social media. And even if you're like holed up in a house and barricaded and you've got all kinds of guns and bombs and all that kind of stuff, and the cops are saying, come out with your hands up.
Well, I mean, we all, you know, heard the story recently of the woman in the car who was, you know, live on Facebook as, you know, she got shot or her boyfriend got shot.
Mm-hmm,
similarly and sadly, now Baltimore County police shot and killed Corin Gaines, a 23-year-old black woman, after an hours-long standoff on Monday. And during the whole thing, again, she was posting video to Facebook and Instagram. What makes this kind of, I don't know, I don't want to say different, but what has happened is the cops actually shut down her social media while the standoff was going on.
Wait, how do you do that?
Yeah, really.
They get a court order for that?
No, apparently they can. They don't have the authority, but they can, I guess you call Facebook and say, will you shut this down? And it's up to Facebook to decide whether to do that or not.
Oh.
But it does set kind of a disturbing precedent. This woman, I think, was in the wrong based on the fact that she had a shotgun and there was gunfire exchange. Her 5-year-old son was wounded in the exchange of gunfire. So, I mean, you can see where the police were coming from in making this move. trying to, you know, make the hostage situation less volatile.
And not turn it into a TV show as well.
Right, exactly. Like, you know, a car chase on TV or something like that. Mm-hmm. But obviously horribly worse because she was killed. She was being, the cops were at her house because of a warrant. She had gotten pulled over for driving around with, instead of having a license plate, she had a cardboard sign that just said, "Free Traveler." She's like, "I do not participate in any of you guys' side laws. I do not participate in that."
And you guyses.
You guyses. So that got her into some trouble, and apparently she was a bit combative when the police arrived.
Yeah,
and,
because that in itself was not enough to shoot her dead.
Right. It ended very poorly and is horrible. Yeah. But what is concerning to a lot of people is that the cops can shut that down. So,
yeah.
The oversight that social media gives in a lot of these cases where people are being shot that shouldn't be, that might be impinged on, and I think that's something to be aware of.
Yeah, I mean, police mm-hmm. / Facebook state.
Right, yep.
Well, all of a sudden, like, this Facebook Live stuff is kind of taking a bad turn ever since that original
technology live streaming. Makes you think twice about everything that you expect, constitutionally or otherwise.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Right, but if you're on Facebook and you see a little banner that pops up on the right and it says, something you're doing right now could get you shot and killed by the police.
You will not believe what Facebook is doing now.
Yes, exactly.
We'll have that story coming up on Phil Hewlett and Friends.
That's correct, because first we want to tell you about Heat and Cool. Heat and Cool is America's largest online distributor of heating and air conditioning products. I got to tell you, I was on the rooftop of our church yesterday with one of the other guys from the church, and we were fixing the air conditioning unit.
I was just about to ask why you were up there.
Well, yeah. I was going to say, this sounds bad.
Wanted to see if it was something simple, and luckily it was. It was something we could fix. But most of the time, it's not. And that's why you need Heat and Cool. They specialize in bringing you the best, most efficient air conditioning, heating, and ventilation systems in the world. See?
And they fix things you can't.
I didn't know about this when they bought those two enormous air conditioners, you know, for our church. But anyway, just the same, Heat and Cool is a situation where you go online, you fill out a little form about your house or your business, and they match you up. And you could swipe left or right. No, you don't do that. But they match you up with the cooling heating system that's appropriate. And then you just hire a local guy to install it after they ship it to you. And it ships the same day in most cases after you buy it. And a 365-day hassle-free return on all purchases. So you've got nothing to worry about this. And they'll meet or beat a price by 3%. Some restrictions apply. Click on the Heat and Cool button. They're on our sponsor page on our website. And go for it.
It's that flashy thing that you're staring at right now. Yeah, right now.
I always say get a guy.
The
place you don't want to be in August is on the roof.
Oh, my gosh.
That's right.
Yeah, but get a guy.
But, you know, that's just me sometimes.
You the guy.
I did use sunblock.
Oh, well, that's good.
Yeah. Found a soccer ball up there.
Did you kick it off the roof?
It had rodent chew marks on it.
Ew. Oh, that would have been fun, though, to see how much distance you could have gotten on that thing.
Yeah, right. Anyway, so we teased you into this little break here with something that we like to call clickbait.
It's basically what it is. So what is, you know, you've seen it, right? Facebook is trying to cut down on the amount of that shows up in your newsfeed.
Yeah.
The example they cited was a pretty good one. When she looked under her couch cushions and saw this, I was shocked. And then you have to click on it to find out.
Of course you do. And then you find out it's like 40 pages of stuff that has nothing to do with
nothing
what you clicked.
And a virus.
Yeah. Yeah. Right.
Thank you for clicking.
So they claim to have built a system that will detect clickbait-type headlines and kind of filter them out of your newsfeed. So if the headline withholds information required to understand what the content of the article is, and if the headline exaggerates the article, create misleading expectations for the reader.
Yeah.
But I trusting this to a robot, is that going to work?
Probably not.
Yeah, because look, I mean, a lot of the headlines I post on Facebook for this show, you know, might be something like all the different ways you could catch diarrhea in Brazil.
But it's in the show, so there you go.
Yeah, but then if you post that on Facebook, that could be considered clickbait, could it not?
Possibly, yeah. I mean, who knows what the standard, what the level is going to be that rates as clickbait, you know?
I can visually block that crap out, so I never click on that stuff. I'm like virus scared.
Yeah.
Well, we've we've become accustomed to it, really. It's part of our culture now, so you just kind of...
Yeah. The one that comes up all the time is photos shot at the exact perfect moment.
Okay, those I have a tendency to like.
Just go with it.
I can't help myself.
Is there a cute cat? I need to see a cute
cat. Oh, yeah.
It's been 4 minutes since I've seen a cute cat.
Yeah. You know who sings kind of like a cat in Heat is Gwen Stefani.
Oh, no. She doesn't.
She's
made a career out of singing flat by about half a step, at least almost more than half
a
step.
And she got a crazy vibrato.
Yes, she does.
But she's awesome, and
that
was very
mean. She's got attitude on stage.
That was mean. Gwen is awesome. There are so much more horrible singers out there than Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
Okay. Well, Gwen,
Taylor Swift.
I didn't say Gwen wasn't awesome, but she sings. It doesn't sing awesome.
Dead air.
I disagree.
Yeah, I
strongly
too.
Disagree, Phil.
Okay. Well, you will like her less when I tell you this, especially you, Gonzo, because you have some experience with ex-wives. She was married to Gavin Rossdale, the dude from Bush.
Bush.
Yeah.
I can't see
They had
that
like two
either.
Songs, and he made a couple $100 million. Mm-hmm. But Gwen far out earns him.
Oh, full on.
Yeah, because she's not only a great singer, she's got her industries.
Oh, wait, what? What? Great singer? Well, you just contradicted yourself.
I know.
Phil.
Well, see, there's...
And also hot. But we probably should bring that up.
Yes, hot.
Well, she told the people over at Cosmo, which is short for Cosmopolitan magazine, that nobody except for my parents, the people involved, and whoever they told, nobody would believe it if I could really say what happened. I went through months and months of torture during her relationship with Gavin Rossdale. Yeah. Now, haven't they been split up officially for several months now?
Yeah, 6-7 months or so. I guess.
A year.
Yeah.
Has it been a year already?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Wow. Where have I been?
Why do this now? I mean, just that's family business. Why all of a sudden now he's a torturer?
Yeah, that's disappointing because they seem to be being civil about that. You know, we didn't hear a lot about it.
Yeah.
And then she made the quick switch over to what? Who's the country dude?
Blake Shelton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, totally.
Who apparently is into the whole torture thing. So.
I
no,
don't know.
See?
There's different levels of grieving. There's different stages. So maybe she's hitting another stage of just ticked.
I shouldn't have said that about Blake Shelton. So now we have lawsuits coming from Gwen Stefani and
there's
Blake
one
Shelton.
On my phone right now. It just came for you, Phil.
Here's some sad news, guys. The Big Lebowski has died.
Oh,
David Huddleston, he died this week on Tuesday. He was 85. His wife says he'd been suffering from advanced heart and kidney disease.
Wow.
And he's most famous for playing the title character in the movie, The Big Lebowski.
Mm-hmm.
He was an old millionaire who Jeff Bridges' character is mistaken for. But he was in other movies. He was in Santa Claus, the movie, and Blazing Saddles. He was in Smokey and the Bandit 2, The Wonder Years. He was in that.
Hmm.
He did commercials for Citrus Hill Orange Juice in the 80s.
Well, I remember those.
You do?
Yes. Oh. Wow. I just pulled that one out of the back of my head.
Yeah.
Wow. How old was he? 85?
No.
How old?
He was, I'll tell you, I forgot already.
Sorry
I
about
just
that.
Said it. He was 85.
85, yeah, okay. Yeah. Wow. Well, that's a pretty good life.
Yeah. Not bad.
Not too shabby.
Not bad. All right, let's see. Can I tell you anything else? Oh, what do you guys think of this?
What?
How much Star Wars is too much Star Wars?
You know what? It's right at that max for me right now.
We may be on the brink of finding out officially because they are now, Star Wars is in the same family. ABC and Lucasfilm are talking about a weekly TV series.
Like a real life, like scripted TV series?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
No, it should be a reality show. That would be much more awesome.
Oh, that would
be good.
Star
Wars reality show.
Now, the president of ABC said, well, it's all a little bit hush-hush. But
not now.
There is a married family of ABC and Lucasfilm, and the company exists, but it's all under a big shroud of secrecy. But there's a chance that there is going to be a weekly Star Wars show, and talks are ongoing. Another quote, we don't really have an official timeline yet. That, again, from the ABC guy.
I don't have cable, so I don't have to worry about it. Yay!
Hey, problem solved.
Oh, gosh.
They should bring back Han Solo and just follow him around when, doors close on him and planes crash. And,
right? That'd be more. I like reality show idea.
Do you know what to say when the police stop you? Most people don't. In fact, more than 90% of the roughly 12 million Americans who are stopped and arrested every year They leave themselves no choice but to plead guilty and get convicted because they were tricked, intimidated, or deceived into giving up their right to silence, mistakenly thinking that the right to do so starts with a Miranda warning. In our next segment, we talk with an attorney who wrote the book, A Toast to Silence, Avoid Becoming Another Victim of Deceptive Police Tactics. That should be very informative, so don't miss it. Coming up next. Here's a great idea for your next outing, a cruise of the L.A. Harbor on a Spirit Cruises yacht. Whether you have a large party, a company outing, wedding reception, a reunion, or you need the perfect setting for a romantic evening, Spirit Cruises offers everything you need to relax and enjoy your time on the water. For a limited time, enjoy Sunday brunch at Portsacall Waterfront Dining right next door, and the first Spirit Cruises Harbor Cruise of the day is free. For more information, call 310-548-8080 or visit spiritmarine.com. I want to tell you about a spectacular dining experience. It's Portsacall Waterfront Dining, award-winning service and cuisine with a view of the dynamic L.A. Harbor from every seat. Enjoy daily sunset specials as well as the South Bay's best champagne brunch. The outdoor harborside patio is a perfect setting for happy hour every weekday from 3 to 8. Portsacall Waterfront Dining. For reservations and directions, visit portsacalldining.com or call 310-833-3553.